Thanks, Dave. Yes, welcome back to the Payaro Stadium. An important 2-0 victory for Hanley Town because they are out of the bottom four as it stands, thanks to Newcastle Town's late show at Colne. And also, you can't forget today's impressive performance against Bootle, the 2-0 victory, as I say. And as we said, we're joined by the Hanley Town player manager, Ryan Shotton. Ryan, first of all, you're out of the bottom four. That must be pleasing to the end to today's game.
Yes, it's a good start. We knew coming into these next group of games that we've got a huge chance. So to get us off with a good start, you know, the Kids Grove last week, we've grown into that. And now we take it into today and we've defended well. You know, we cut out these silly mistakes and realise that we can compete with anybody in this league on our day. So as soon as we do that, we've got a chance. So, yeah.
You certainly can. I was just reading your programme notes before today's game. You've been really pleased with today, with the performances recently. How would you rank today's performance?
Yeah, it was, you know, the rain came down just before half time, made it really soggy. So we said, right, it's time to go another level. We knew we had another one or two levels in us. That's why we came out second half, stepped on the gas a little bit, got an early goal, and that just settles a bit. So, yeah, we're very happy. And as you say, it's a good 3 points that we needed. So I'm really happy for the lads.
Louis Dodd setting you on the way with that first half goal. What was your assessment of how that went in?
Yeah, we knew we could get. We've been saying it for months and months. We need to be testing defenders, goalkeepers and putting balls in the box more often. And we did that. Kieran does well to keep it into play in the back post. And Dodsey does what he does and volleys it in from 12 yards. So buzzing that we got off of the mark and grew into the game. So, yeah, it's good.
It's first goal in about 4 months. I've just spoke to him, so our listeners will be able to hear that on the website over the weekend. But as I say, first goal in 4 months, it must be pleasing that he's finally broken the duck a bit.
Yeah, to be fair, he's been in and out and he's had injuries and he's getting on a little bit. He won't mind me saying that, but I'm buzzy for him because he's one of the best characters I've seen and worked with, so I can't fault him. He deserves his goal. He's worked hard today and I'm sure he'll be a bit stiff tomorrow, but recover well for next week.
You've gone from one of the more elder states people out there in Louis Dodd scoring the opening goal to the second goal coming from one of your younger players, Jake Twyford. A nice solo fish. I think it caught a few people out, not expecting that to hit the back of the net.
No, that's what Jake does. He's got quality, drives on, gets through teams and cuts them like a knife through butter. So he can do that, and he's got a great finish on him. I think he's our top goal scorer, so that shows you everything. Yeah. So no, he took it really well. Worked it well down the line, come inside, carries it on through, and gets his shot off. And we knew that goal mouth up this end is not great and goalkeepers aren't going to be able to move their feet, so as soon as you get it out of the reach of the body, then you know it can have a chance.
We did see the referee just about 10 minutes before that, because it was the start for the second half, actually checking the pitch and making sure that the ball ran true there, so it must be pleasing that you've got the game completed.
Oh yeah, massively. It did come down quite hard for a good 10 minutes. You saw the chairman out there with his fork, making sure he's doing everything we can to keep it on. Yeah, I think the only question was the goal mouth and the corner flag. So as long as the referee's happy, and he seemed reasonably, it wasn't a massive patch. It's just literally the middle of the six-yard box. So thankful for keeping us going, because we were 1-0 up at the time, and it would have been devastating to feel that we had the momentum in the game and we're going to win 3 points. So would have been disappointing to kill it off.
And in that second half, after your second goal, they didn't really seem to trouble you or Dale Eve at the back. You managed to keep them out for another important clean sheet.
Yeah. I mean, Dale made a great save first off from their set play. You know, it comes down, bounces in front of him, makes a great save. He had made half a decent save here with his foot a second half, but other than that, we weren't really troubled. I know they've got quite a few suspensions. They had two of their strikers sent off last week, so we knew today we had a massive opportunity to take these, and I'm glad we've done it.
Certainly so, and just looking at your squad-wise, I believe the registration for the league closes on Thursday. You've lost Eden Bailey, he's gone back to Altrincham and now sent out to Mosley, so I guess you'd be looking just to bring in another couple of players potentially before now and Thursday?
I'm not sure, to be honest. You know, we've got Theo that's there, and we've got Dodsey, Sam can play in the 10, Kieran's doing well in his own form, so I'm not actively looking and seeking to bring in somebody in. I think we've got a good group of lads that can get us out of this little relegation battle that we're in. So, you know, if something comes up, something's available that we like the look of, then absolutely. But we're not going to go upsetting what has been a great group of lads that have been here from the start, fighting with us and scrapping, and they deserve their chance. So, we'll see.
Big game on Tuesday night, but not involving your lads. Widnes take on Leeteown. We'll have live full commentary on Moreland's goal. Will you be listening in, watching in, just seeing how they get on audio, trying to avoid other games?
I'll keep an eye on it, yeah. We'll definitely keep an eye on it after training. We'll train similar time when they kick off, but I'll definitely be making sure we know what the score is by the end of it, because that's massive for us. That's their game, that they can catch us and jump above us. So, you know, Newcastle have done well today, doing us a result there. So we can't rely on other people.
No.
I'm not going to do that. We never do that, and we've said that in there. We are in our destinies in our own hands. What everybody else does is up to them. We are in control. So if we get the points on the board that we require, I don't think anybody else can complain.
Ryan, thank you for your time, and it's always great to chat, especially after a victory. So that is the thoughts of the Hanley Town manager, Ryan Shott, and his side have climbed out the bottom four this afternoon with a fantastic 2-0 victory over Bootle. As I say, you can also hear Louis Dodds. That will be on the Moreland's Radio website over the weekend. But for now, I think with the temperature starting to cool down a bit, we haven't got the rain that we had before. I think I'm going to disappear into the bar, and I'll leave you, Dave, to do the rest of the full-time reactions.
OK, thanks very much, Rich, and enjoy your pie and peas and beer and whatever else you're going to have. And thanks very much for this afternoon. It's been really appreciated.